before the pandemic, something like 2-3% of the workforce had the opportunity to work remotely. Not that they did, but they had the opportunity. Now, like about 40-50% of the workforce is working remotely. So you can tell that there's a significant amount of more conversations about remote work that didn't happen before, but that didn't mean that we were not talking about those things before. So there are many conversations that were amplified by COVID. And I think what I believe is that the realization here for me is that we should not be oblivious to what we know it's important, but we haven't talked too much about, because that's what happened before COVID. You know, like we swept under the rug conversations such as, you know, mental health at work, right? For us, only for a handful of people that was important. Now it is like, oh, now we got to talk about mental health at work. Yeah, but you know, why did we have to wait for COVID to show us that we needed to talk about this, right? We should have been addressing all these topics before. Like, for example, the fact that people are looking now, this is a very critical trend. People are looking now for more meaning, for more purpose, for more impact through the work that they do. They don't want their work contract to be only a transaction